ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Around the Home and More with the Home Pro Guys. We hope wherever you're at today that the weather's not too bad and the holiday festivities have crept into your home.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That was, oh, man, it's got good music. Yeah, good vibes. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
Isn't that nice?
It is nice. No, and then I haven't talked to you. I haven't talked to you in about a week. You've been hiding.
Oh, what?
Hiding from me?
Yeah, I've been working on my Christmas lights at the office.
With your real friends. Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, all
They're
three.
They're all there.
All three. You, me, myself, and I. Yeah, I see how it is.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything on your weekend planner to mess things totally up at all?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah,
do you
just
have anything?
Mess us up.
Do you have anything on your planner?
I
know what I'm
going to
do.
But we, okay, fine. What? Apparently, that's where you wanted to go.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
I've got a wire in a new oven. Da, 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 da.
Serious?
Yeah, sure.
220, 110.
What do you think?
220,
of course.
Yeah, well, okay.
Wait, 220, 221.
Well, I didn't know if it was a toaster oven and you just had to plug it in and we're pulling my cord or what?
It's 110. Yeah, you're funny. No, it's a micro oven combo.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, problem is access. It's going to not be a joy. Got to get up in the attic and crawl around and, you know,
you still
arm
have
wrestle.
Little kids at home, right?
Yeah. No, not funny. No, but I'm since I Sir William doesn't list, he doesn't get this hour live. I know. Unless, well, maybe he's online. Anyways, I can say this. I asked him to come over. I said, hey, there's a small access area that I really am a little big to get in. Can you come over?
He can't because he's at my office helping me with Christmas lights. So why is it going to be difficult? Are you putting it in a new location and you have to bring a new line in?
I redid the kitchen and I have power. I'm obsoleting
Don't
something.
Don't stress over this,
no,
dude.
I am stressing because I've got the wire, which, as you know, isn't inexpensive. You know, I got 6.3 in there.
And, yeah, wait another month. It'll be really down.
yeah, we lost power last night, actually. So.
Oh, yeah, had your generator work.
On. Worked like it's supposed to. Why?
Why? Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Off it goes. Like a generator should.
Right on. Okay, so yeah, I'm just checking because it's not always that case around your, you know, around your ranch. So.
Well, you called when I was moving it outside and over there. Well, I'm going to build this little. I don't know how I was talking about powering my stove, but I'm
going to
power my stove.
Let's
I'm
going to
power
track.
My stove, and I'm going to tap into a leg that I have and kill. I'm going to obsolete one appliance and move this power leg over to another.
Okay.
So. That's going to be a little not interesting. It's just kind of a pain. That's all. You know, you got to cut into it and all that good stuff and make sure it's all safe. So I got to do that. And access is an issue. But since Sir William is not listening, he wimped out.
Really?
He wimped out.
Yeah, I can't imagine a friend doing that on a project that you want to do around your place.
Well, he's the second one. He's the second one to wimp out. I had somebody else come
over. You were
over
the only one, by the way.
I said, hey, can you go up there? And I set it out, and I said, here's how I want to do it. And I can peek in there and make sure he did it right, but here's what I want you to do. I can't get in there, you know. So anyway, in any event. So he goes, you know, yeah. I just don't think I'm up for that. I'm like, all right, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Fine. Now get out of here. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Yeah, go home.
Get out of here.
Put my hot chocolate down.
Yeah, put my cocoa down.
So,
get out of here is what I said.
So you're going to jump from an existing location where the 220 runs,
yeah.
Put a J-box.
Actually, I'm gonna shoot back on the line back.
You're going to home run all the way back to the panel.
No, I'm going to jump back about halfway.
And remake up a new junction box.
Sure.
Yeah,
make sure
you bury it deep behind a cabinet.
No, this is up in the attic. If it was behind the cabinet, I can get to it. If it's, you know, I can get all the rest of the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. Old remodel, new remodel. Old remodel has got almost no access, you know, and you can barely get in there. And since you brought it up, you know that I don't have feeling in my right hand, so I can't reach in there and with my right hand and do quality work. I got because reality is you've got to make sure these things are tight.
Oh yeah.
And I've even considered soldering them, but it's really, you know, 6 is a pretty big wire to be soldering on. You got to get it really hot. I'm not real excited about that, so I'm just going to use the blues and it'll be all good. So anyway, so that's one of the things I'm working on.
Two pieces of advice for you.
Yeah.
Fish tape And sometimes fish tape doesn't work very well because it's too flexible.
Yeah.
So they make a fishing rod, not for fishing, but for fishing tape, and it's they're called glow rods. And they come in a nice sort of the green fluorescent sort of color.
Yeah.
And they're about 6 feet long. You can actually screw them together to make them even longer.
Oh, you mean for pulling wire and stuff?
Yeah, actually for pushing wire.
For pushing, excuse me. Yeah, I have that, and I have all that. It's not the issue. It really is the issue of being able to get into this really tight quarters and make sure that all your the connections are solid. Because the way that fires happen, folks, is that the connections aren't really good, and they're not good, they arc back and forth, which creates more heat. Once you get too much heat, you melt another wire. When you melt another one of these strands,
more spark,
larger arc, and that's how fires start. And so this is kind of critical when you're dealing with this many amps and stuff. So, that's kind of why.
I'm sure the electrical inspector will review all of your work to make sure that everything's fine.
Anyhow, thanks for all the confidence you guys are instilling in me.
I come over and
100% behind you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're behind you all right. Yeah, laughing all the way.
Yeah, on the rubber mat.
Yeah, so I was going to do that, and then I bought enough wire to go ahead and do my little power generator outbuilding. I'm gonna. I got the post sank, and I'm gonna build a little hutch and elevation. I'm gonna actually elevate it off the ground.
Oh wow! And why are you gonna do that?
Easy to get to. I'm gonna put the generator.
So who'd want to bend over to start it?
No, why? I'm serious. I mean, if you can do it, why not? You know, I mean, it's gonna be 3 feet off the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I want
to right there at eye level, so you don't even hardly need to move a flashlight to check the oil. You know, if it's off the ground.
Well,
seriously.
knowing you, that you probably run power there. Did you get that? Yeah. Run power to a generator building, so power goes out, you don't have power. Yeah,
well, of course, because as soon as you start the generator, you can see. Actually, mine's all auto start, and
I don't want to talk to you about that. Okay. I know it. I've seen which one of yours. Yeah, what are you talking about? It's like
I have too many generators.
You have four. You have four generators. You have
one.
You have.
Two,
I know what you have. I've seen them all, so I don't want to talk about that. So, John, what are you? Do you have anything you're working on besides the lights, Smart Alec? And I see you got email popping in here, so you know.
So actually,
Chris Kringle.
This
got
is
you an email.
This is something
about your posting on Craigslist. Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah, he's mad. He's mad at you. Go ahead.
So I have.
I'm serious. Nick's laughing, but it's like right here. Chris Kringle referencing your listing on Craigslist, John. Go ahead. I don't know what you listed, but go ahead. Yeah, so. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a sack of toys, misfit toys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the lion didn't like
it. So what are. Come on.
All right. I have done this.
No, not yet. Well, I thought this was for this weekend.
No, this is a good thing for people to do on their weekend.
What are you grabbing that?
An awful lot of people.
Leave the stuff on the desk alone.
Have an outside light, like a nightlight that stays on in the evening and that sort of thing.
Sure. And inside the house or outside?
No, outside the light.
Oh, I have a couple
of those.
A
post light or a brick light or
a coach
light.
I have those on my chicken coop.
Right, exactly.
Got to have 15 hours on my chickens.
And
got to cook them for 15 hours.
Yeah. Easy bake oven. Even
they don't lay eggs if they don't have 15 hours of light.
Right.
Go ahead.
So
you know all this stuff.
It's a great weekend to make sure that those are on a photo cell so you're not wasting electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Oftentimes those lights are hardwired to houses, and sometimes they stay on all the time.
Wow.
Sometimes they're on a switch, so you forget to turn them off.
Yeah.
So put them on a photo cell. They'll come on when it goes dark, and they'll go off when it goes light. Save you a little power. Put one of those curlicue lights in. Get the lowest wattage possible. Save you even more energy. Just some help from the Home Pro guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
More with Kevin and John coming up. If you have a question or a comment for them, dial in now. 866-712-1300. That's 866-712-1300 to be a part of the show. Stay tuned. We're coming back right after this.
This is Kevin Lydron from all of us here at your hometown station. We would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. This is American Idol's very own Sanjaya singing just for you his version of O Come All Ye Faithful.